You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's time now to bring in our great producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs. It's time for the Friday forecast.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Gibbs?
Did you have your little, fun little powwow here for the hour?
Literally. Yes, we are.
All right, away we go.
Number one.
Number one, if you were selling this offense to a potential offensive coordinator candidate, what would your number one selling point be?
We'll have a dominant running game. We already have one of the best offensive lines in football, and we're only going to make it better.
I'm going with it's Cleveland, because if you're going to – it's Cleveland.
What does that mean? I've got pride.
I've got pride in this whole place. If you want to change it and you want to prove yourself, come to Cleveland.
For me, it's one person. It's Alex Mack. I think that you look at the before and after when it comes to how we looked with Alex Mack as the center of this football team and how it's not. It affected the run game. It affected how we protected the passer, and it affected Kyle Shanahan and this offense.
I would say you got to sell the offensive line. You win the game at the point of attack. You're getting Mack back. You've got basically Pro Bowlers from center to the left side. I'm counting Joel Bitonio in that. You've got the Crow. Caw-caw! You got Terrence West, good young running backs. You have an opportunity to develop Johnny Manziel, who you know has talent, needs to develop that. And you would say, listen, we're going to utilize resources this offseason to improve your wide receiving core and get you a tight end, or bring back Jordan Cameron to get a tight end as well. And if you do that, this offense is going to be in very good shape. You're going to be playing with a defense that's going to be one of the best in the league, that's going to generate a lot of turnovers, and now it'll
that
be your job to capitalize
too.
On them. Yep.
Number two.
All right, guys, question number two today. 15 modern era finalists are up for this year's Hall of Fame. Who gets in?
Wow, who gets in? Go ahead, kid.
Well, do you even know who they are?
Do you want the, would you like the list?
I'll tell you who I think has to get in.
I'll do it. I got it right now.
All right.
The finalists.
You sure you don't want me to read that there, buddy?
Go ahead, do it. Yep,
there you go. Morton Anderson. Jerome Bettis.
Morton Anderson, Jerome Bettis.
Tim Brown. Actually, I'm reading them live there, buddy. Don't worry.
I'm echoing it because the kid doesn't have a headset that works.
Oh, Todd Coryell. Sweet studio. Terrell Davis.
TD.
Tony Dungy.
Kevin Green.
Charles Haley.
Marvin Harrison.
Jim Johnson. John Lynch.
Orlando Pace.
Junior Seau.
This is a good class.
Will Shields and Kurt Warner.
Okay. Did we get Don Coryell in there as well?
Yes.
All right. How many can get in? As many as we want?
Pick five.
Five, the kid. Notorious VIC, by the way, was on that show with his man Andre Reed looking sharp yesterday.
I wish I would have seen that.
It was in Canton, Ohio.
It was.
Like you should be going to Dallas.
I'm going to say the number one man that has to be in this class is Charles Haley. It's a crime that he's not in already. He was the most important player on several Super Bowl winning defenses. I'm also going to go the bust, Jerome Bettis. Orlando Pace, maybe the best offensive lineman in the last 15 years. Junior Seau. And I'm going to give the lean to Kurt Warner. No. Jimmy Johnson. For my money, the 5 years he coached, the best coach to ever coach in the NFL. Those are my guys.
I'd like to see Junior Seau because of what he meant, not only to the game of football, but what he meant to people. I mean, that guy was a Hall of Famer all the way around. Haley, Orlando Pace, one of the best. I mean, one of the best to ever play. It was always fun to watch him play when I was on the sidelines. I think a guy like Marvin Harrison and Tim Brown, I'm going to go receiver strong right now. Tim Brown, if you look at his numbers throughout the career, other than the self-promotion to get into the place,
But he should be in.
He should be in. There's no question about it. But, I mean, you're going to get in when you're going to get in because you have the credentials to do it. Marvin Harrison, for what he did for a guy of that stature to get in there and just kind of light the league up every year he played. And, I don't know how many I've given right there, but a guy that I really do like is Morton Anderson. To be able to kick, I've never seen a kicker work that hard and document every single kick, every single day of his life, and improved it because of where he is in the points category and what he's meant to a lot of teams in the National Football League. But that's just kind of my off-the-wall
cool.
one.
Cool. I'm going to go quick. I've got one coach, four players. The one coach, again, the kid, is Jimmy Johnson. I just think the impact that he had in Dallas and what he created there was something of greatness. I'm going to go, of course, another Buckeye, Orlando Pace, to be consensus so far. I believe Charles Haley as well. Great defender. Loved growing up watching him both in a Cowboys uniform and a 49ers uniform. I'm going to go with the greatest San Diego Charger of all time in Junior Seau. And then one guy that nobody's listed that I actually got to play against is Will Shields, Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman. Blocked for Priest Holmes, you know, when he was the leading rusher in the National Football League. Larry Johnson went to multiple Pro Bowls led by Will Shields. So, and I got to see him up close and personal and played against him, and he was absolutely a stonewall.
I'm going with Kurt Warner. I think he's one of the great quarterbacks of all time to ever play the game. Two different teams to the Super Bowl. I'm going with Orlando Pace, arguably the best left tackle of all time. Charles Haley, the only five-time Super Bowl champion in NFL history, had over 100 sacks and was a bad man. Tim Brown absolutely should be in. He was second in the, when he retired, second highest receiving yards total in NFL history. To me, that's just obvious. You should be in that when you think about the era he did it in to be that good. And then I'm going Junior Seau, six-time All-Pro. Guy who played longer than any defender in NFL history.
Number three.
Question number three, guys, since we are up against the clock, your NFL picks for this weekend.
Well, I'm going to go very quickly. I'm going to say New England in a squeaker. I'm going to say Denver in a rout, Seattle in a rout, and Green Bay, I'd have to see the first 5 minutes to see Rodgers' health, but gun to my head, I don't think he's going to be healthy. I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys.
I agree with the kid on all three, but I want to go with my Dallas Cowboys because I'm loyal to my buddy Jason Garrett.
I am first and foremost. I believe that Aaron Rodgers will play through pain. He will not miss a down in that football game, so I'm going to say Packers prevail. I will go Patriots as well in a squeaker. I like Denver, not so much in a rout. They'll get a pleasant surprise, and I believe the Seattle Seahawks are going to win another close battle as they did earlier in the season. It's going to be both teams are going to score less than 20 points, but it's going to be a defensive juggernaut type of battle.
I'm going to go New England, Denver, and the AFC, and the NFC, Seattle. The law of averages says one road team's going to win. I think Dallas has the best shot of any team to win, but somehow I still think Green Bay is going to win, so I don't think I'm going to be right on 4-for-4, but Dallas is the one who I think has the best shot of upsetting.
That's going to wrap it up for today, guys.
That's going to do it there. What a fun show. The kids called out Matt Willen. We asked 48 hours to rectify the situation.
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
Our friendship's on the line.
Oh, my.
No.
I'm just, Dad, I'm going to take
that.
I'm going to
take that back right now.
Take it back.
I'm taking it back.
Take it back right now. No, there's none of that on this
show.
Stay
home. It's easier.
That's it.
Thank you.
Oh,
boo. Least resistance.
If Penn State was playing for the national championship on Monday, you're not going?
My butt would be on my couch, period. It's just and traveling
God
in
willing,
this weather. Why?
You
why?
Guys, here, and again,
I got
you guys
kids
have
I gotta
to
get
understand.
This
we're not prima donna players.
No,
you are.
It's not sure. Prima donna. Is you guys are spectators. You are fans. You have never played. Okay?
Let them know. Say that again. Say it again.
You have never played
Thank
at
you.
That level.
Thank you.
Okay?
You've
so
never
you,
played
you
golf
can't speak.
At the level I played golf at.
How funny is
me.
It that the two guys that didn't play think we should be there, and the two guys that did play don't want to go?
It's
the
not about us.
Played and
it's
would be
it's
there.
Not about us anymore. I've got to get my girls to school the next day.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Listen, I'm a family guy now.
Oh, man. All right.
Family man.
Family man. For Joe Juravicius and Matt Wilhelm and the kid. I'm Nathan Zagura saying hopefully my voice will be back on Monday.
Hopefully we get a new song on Monday.
We're going to have our song, Gibbs. We're going to have it. And our great producer,
Come on,
Jason
Nathan
Gibbs.
Was twerking earlier.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.
Go Browns.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.